Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. While the European Union is acknowledging that they are missing the boat on biotech crops, the Australian-New Zealand Food Authority is backing genetically modified food, saying that they are as good as their natural counterparts and free of danger. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. We have been struggling with low farm prices for several years now. We simply need more demand. You increase demand by opening markets. In spite of the fact that China continues to be criticized for human rights violations, despite the fact that China held our military personnel prisoner last year after a plane went down on their soil, we still trade with China. We worked hard to bring China into the World Trade Organization. Engagement with China is the correct policy. And then, of course, you remember that we fought a war with Vietnam. It was a communist government then and it is today. Yet we trade with Vietnam and even have an ambassador stationed there. Now turn back the clock 20 years when I was Secretary of Agriculture. We sold grain to the Soviet Union, tons of grain to the evil empire. No one was tougher on communists than President Ronald Reagan. I think it was true then, and it's true today, that trade and exchange of people will move communist countries towards democracy and a free economy. And that's what happened to Russia and the former Soviet states. So why is Cuba so different? We don't have to like Castro. That old man with a beard and his backward island are no threat to us. So what if their government is communist? They'll get over it someday. Maybe after Castro dies. The island isn't halfway around the world. It's only 90 miles from our shore. The more contact we have, the more influence we can exert. On the positive side, we have sold Cuba more than $70 million worth of ag products in recent months. Trading terms are still very restrictive. If our government would extend normal trading and travel relations to Cuba, we could sell them $1 billion worth of product. We need markets for our products, and the Cubans need what we have to sell. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.